Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Dara O'Brien, good morning, good sir.
Good morning.
Before we start,
yes.
Can I please use your brains?
Oh God, what,
because
what?
Maths Week was in October,
yeah.
Okay, National Maths Week, and every week, every year.
One of the biggest of its kind in Europe, by the way. It's really, really successful.
There you go.
The Irish
well
Maths
done.
Week is really, really well organised. They're very good.
They send in every year a jar of sweets. I love sweets. And they put a padlock on it with three numbers on the padlock, and you must figure out maths questions to get the padlock open. I have been struggling for almost a month, Dara. So can I please...
I could get you some lads who could just break up
well,
the padlock.
See, I've been tempted, and Cahill has told me repeatedly, and Maria said, I'm not allowed... Just smash the glass jar, which
No. But the law of the lever is also a very good physics law. That the along the lever is like the, and then if you just use that on the padlock.
And to be fair, the padlock is a child's padlock. Even a pen would probably just snap it.
There are ways
I'll tell
means
you what,
to it.
I'm struggling with a particular one of the maths questions.
Right, go on.
Okay, so it's this: Mary is second last in a race.
Okay,
and John comes in second.
Mm-hmm.
However, Mary comes in ahead of John. How many people are in the race?
Okay, and that one you've not got.
Yeah, that's the one I'm struggling with.
I know.
So Mary finishes second last.
Yeah.
But John comes in second.
Oh, yeah, fine. Yeah, great.
But then Mary comes in ahead of John.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
what
Mary,
do you mean,
it was a good result for Mary. You'd have always gone for John to win that race, but Mary
it's on the day.
Took the corners better.
Yeah.
And it was fine, like whatever. And you want to know how many people are in the race?
I've been trying for a month, Dara.
It always is, and you don't just tell you. Not to let you know.
Also, I've just actually realised, this is actually even more embarrassing, is that because I'm quite confident about one and two, I could have just put one and two in and then tried ten numbers.
Yeah,
and eventually one of them.
I mean, if that's also teaching you about numbers,
yeah, maybe.
Which is exciting as a thing, or you can just put the number two in.
Two. Wait. Oh my God, because second last is still the same as winning.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
That's what killed me.
Yeah, that does. That's the thing.
I'm going to crack this open now in a second, but Dara, we've lots to talk about.
Fizzy sweets for everyone.
Oh, fantastic. Dara O'Brien.
Yes.
You don't do things by halves. 18 Vicar Streets, my friend.
Vicar is genuinely a bit of a wonder within this industry because Vicar is sufficiently loose that you can stick on extra dates, right?
Okay.
And that does not happen anywhere else.
No,
anywhere else there's a real punt of how many am I worth in Birmingham? How many am I a two-nighter in Manchester? And there's a real kind of gamble because the real key to this is you got to pick the size of the room and the number as you do so that you're never facing in the barrel of, oh my God, I've had 20 people in tonight.
Sure.
You know, I've had five nights sold out and then suddenly
20 people.
And suddenly that becomes it for you. Oh, you all hate me. I'm terrible.
Forget the five sold out nights.
They're absolutely gone. It's just those 20 people staring at you. So so all these things, like what room you pick in Edinburgh, what room you pick on tours, is all about not feeling like you've let things waste.
Of course.
But also that you actually, it's always a rolling thing of like, Vicar is one of the few ones that is so fluid that they can go, will you come in next Tuesday again? We can do that again. Do you want to come in? So you can find out how many you do. And so look, when you're coming up, it's great for that because
you can go,
I've sold three nights, whatever.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
get a sense of momentum about it, like whatever.
And would you not be tempted with this number of nights, and as you said, the fluidity and all that, would you not be just come over for one night, do a three arena, or maybe do two, and then head back over? Like you must get something else out of Vicar.
I do. The thought of doing it has crossed my mind occasion because three arenas, as those rooms go, quite a nice one. Most of those rooms are flat box where it's very, very rectangular and you're bouncing, you're hearing the words bounce off. So, as you know, three arena is raked up and like, so there's a bear up below you and then it swoops up.
Yeah.
It's actually a very good room for that. So it kind of breaks your normal objection to those kind of sizes of rooms. Like, as well, I've done these on things where I've been on the O2 and on these things, whatever. And there's times I could have gone and done one of these, but it's a mess and you're booking an Arctic and there's like
it's
big
so
screens
different.
And it's all
hassle
and you're not getting it and there's no, hey, there's a guy here from wherever and you can't create that. And also it's very difficult then to say to your missus, yeah, look, we've got another weekend in Dublin, I've got to go back over to Dublin.
Whereas when Vicar Street is there,
Vicar's like, oh, I guess I'm doing 10 weekends in Dublin. So I have, because of that, kept up, like a lot of, you know, people, I'll see everyone. I see all college friends. I see other comics, you know, I see whoever. And so I, you know who's coming in and like I'm around for a few days, like whatever. And it's not what it was, like, I'd say 10 years ago, there was definitely a point where it stopped being, hey, I'm around. Okay, we'll be out. Like that thinned down quite dramatically. Yeah, yeah, the there's a point where I was, I think it was 46 and I was walking back to the hotel for like the third night in a row going, none of the 46-year-olds are out. Because they're not.
Of course they're not.
I'm the only one still living this. Yeah, and I'm not doing leather trousers like with a...
Fair.
I'm not like some guy having a bad menopause, like with a red scarf. But there is still a touch of I'm late night and
everyone
not,
else is
they're
not.
Not like whatever. And in London, I'm not. Kids have got to get up and stuff. The dog has to be walked, all that stuff.
But like you've got a hotel in Dublin and you're like, hey, it's Tuesday
night. I step into their lives. Hey, guys, where's that party at? Like, what are you talking about?
It's past the night and we're up early in the morning, Dara. Come on.
You know, I've got my book club.
I've used your math skills and I have finally opened the jar of delightful sweets from Matt's Week. So thank you very much. You're more than welcome to dive your hand in there and take whatever you want.
You're very kind.
Talk to me, though, about the playlist you found, because I do follow you on social media, and you found a playlist of every single Now album.
Yes.
Oh my good God.
It's the most insane thing. It's like the most insane piece of cultural archaeology. It is, because it's every Now, That's What I Call Music album compiled in one playlist. Yep. I don't know who did this, and it goes from Now One, which is 1982 or 83.
One of the first records I ever got on vinyl.
Now
was Now
was
One.
Now Roy joined the game.
See, I'm older than that. Yeah.
But and then all the way through, until the stuff I was buying my daughter when she was like a tween, like whatever, up until about Now 112, which is like about 2 years ago.
Wow.
So it's amazing, because you jump in at any point and it's like, oh my God, I have not heard Don't Leave Me This Way in a long time, or I've not heard, like, You Can't Hurry Love. You Can't Hurry Love by Phil Collins is the first song. Which is a quantifiable banger. And and then it goes on and on. But what's mainly interesting is people come and go, you know, and so, because if it actually becomes slightly a study in mortality, because it's these things, people appear, and music is a rough industry.
It is.
And you
very
get a
rough
brief go and then you're out of there, and you can see people arriving in and you're going, oh my God, here comes blank, and you're going, oh no, they're gone. They're never going to appear in the timeline again.
No, it's true. Five Stars bring to mind, for example.
Perfect example.
Couple of albums they were on.
Yeah.
You know, two big songs, and then, as you said, you're not going to hear about Five Star again.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Look, I mean, I'm not going to say the Irish bands who appear.
Sure.
But there's a number of them who pop up like whatever, and you go, oh my God, that was a thing. And then gone. And brutal. And then the broad sweeps of the first few dance tracks out of Detroit, like whatever. Jack Your Body, things like that, looks appearing in the 80s. You go, oh, hello, this is going to get big. And then by like a while, as you scroll down, there's entire sections which are just those Cotton Eye Joe remixes for a while, like whatever. And then it gets all
five,
a bit more.
5, 6, 7, 8.
All that. All that stuff appears for a while, and then that goes. And then every so often, there'd be a totally random thing like Creep by Radiohead.
Yes.
What are you doing?
Well, I highly recommend you follow Dara on his social media, but for things like this, go and find that playlist. It is life changing.
It's astonishing. And you'll honestly keep it good. There are 228 hours of music on
Jesus. It is
unbelievable. And you're gonna duck out.
That's
at some point you're gonna hit the bit where you had kids and you stopped listening and you have no idea what any of this is.
What is this?
See ya? What is all this, like, when I was going. So basically, from 2007 till I needed to know it again because of my daughter, there's a whole window.
But that's the joy of it. If it's 200 and something hours long, you can just dive into wherever you do want to be.
Yeah,
you can leave that bit.
Yeah.
Okay, Dara, quick fire round before you go.
Go on.
What are you currently obsessed with?
Astrobot on the PS5.
Astrobot
is a PS5 game that we came a little bit late. And I got it for the 8-year-old. It's just a tiny bit too difficult for the 8-year-old, but it's just right for a 52-year-old. and you, it's a really sweet PlayStation platform game, but it's quite Moorish because at each stage you keep unlocking all these little characters who then go and populate this planet of characters that you fill, and you and there's all these really difficult levels which they stick one at the end of all these really difficult levels.
Okay.
Yeah, it's tickled the completest part of me there.
And are you close to completion?
I'm not within, and nor will I ever. At some point I'll hand it to a 13-year-old.
Who will?
And who will actually unlock the last
okay.
one. Whatever.
Fair. That, yeah. Who's the most famous person in your phone?
Oh, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh,
never
nice.
Ring him. Never. We'll
sure,
never ring him.
Sure.
He may no longer be a number, but we had a night out once with Stephen Hawking. That's the.
Oh my God.
There you go. That's great. But it really, honestly, wasn't the beginning of, hey, you and I should. Yeah,
sure,
absolutely. Come to the set of Doctor Strange. Look, I'll have to call you where we go. Give me the number, blah, blah, blah. I've never rung it.
Doesn't matter. It's there. It's in
but
there.
But he's
it's
an Avenger. There. So I have an Avenger.
You have an Avengers phone number.
So, yeah.
Outrageous. Go back to when you were about 8 years old. What school would you have been?
I was in Escola Con in Monkstown.
In Monkstown.
Yeah.
What was in the lunchbox?
There was a cheese sandwich. It was the old days where there was nothing particularly. Yeah, there was no.
Was there a treat? Was there?
No, I don't
believe United
there was.
Bar? No.
Oh, the United Bars were great.
Oh, one of my favourites.
Yeah, and with the kind of crunchy, crispy
honeycomb bit. Yeah. And people of a certain vintage, I'm looking around the room, they don't know about this.
They were amazing because you just basically, once you got past a boring biscuit at the bottom and just focused on the it was like a golden crisp melted onto a biscuit.
A biscuit bar.
It was incredible.
Outrageous.
Gold,
they're still around now.
Okay,
gold,
fine.
Yeah, very good.
And 5-4-3-2-1.
5-4-3-2-1. Yeah. I remember practicing so long because there was an ad.
It was 5-4-3-2-1. Yeah.
But I could never do it. Yeah. And then remember the guy on Dusty Bin? Remember he could do 3-2-1 and he could do his fingers.
3-2-1. But if you got it wrong.
You were in trouble.
Terrible.
Final question I ask all my guests, Dara, because I don't. I want to know, does Dara O'Brien wash his legs in the shower?
Oh God, yeah.
Really?
I remember, was that a thing? Of course I do.
No.
With soap and stuff. Yeah,
no.
Absolutely.
No.
Yeah. I'm not saying the first destination.
No, obviously not.
Obviously, no. The first destination is the chest because that's the receptacle for the
Right.
Onto the chest, foamy, and then that works as a distribution centre for the rest of the body.
I'm starting with the head, which then distributes down.
Oh, I spend relatively little time doing the head. There's no reason to really lather anything there. No.
That's fair.
Whereas, not giving anything away. Like
sure.
Whatever. There's more hair in the chest.
There's a receptacle area there.
Area it works up the lather and then you distribute it around the rest of the body.
Gotcha. Well, yeah. I'm not a leg washer, so I just wanted to check.
Wow, so you've got rank legs?
No, I don't. I've got very fine
legs. You're just presuming that it'll wash off.
Yes, it's gravity.
This is like my wife says to me, "Have you had a shower?" And I said, "I was in the pool. I don't need a shower. There's water.
I've been out in the rain, love."
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
I was wet in that. So that's fine.
Dara O'Brien is in Vicar Street. There are at least 18, if not more, dates available to you. January all the way through to March. Dara, it's always great to catch up with you. Thank you so much.
A delight.
And thank you for the maths combination for the sweets.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for the sweets.
Dave Moore on Today FM.